Give him this money and these notes, Rinaldo.
I will, my lord.
You shall do marvellous wisely, good Rinaldo, before you visit him to make inquire of his behaviour.
My lord, I did intend it.
Very well said, very well said. Look, you, sir. Inquire me first what gangsters are in Paris, and how and who, what means and where they keep, what company at what expense, and finding by this encompassment and drift of question that they don't know my son, come you more nearer than your particular demands will touch it. Take you as to where some distant knowledge of him is thus. I know his father and his friend, and in part him.
Does you want this, Rinaldo?
Aye, very well, my lord.
And impart him, but you may say, not well. But if it be, I mean, he's very wild, addicted, so-and-so. And then put on him what forgeries you please. Marry, man, so rank as may dishonor him, take heed of that. But so are such wanton, wild, and usual slips as a companion's noted and most known to youth and liberty.
As? Gaming, my lord?
Ah, you're drinking, fencing, swearing, quarrelling, dragging. You may go so far.
My lord, that would dishonor him.
Christ, no, as you may season it in the charge, you must not put another scandal on him that he is open to incontinency. That's not my meaning. But breathe his fault so quaintly that they may seem the taints of liberty, the flash and outbreak of a fiery mind, a savageness in unreclaimed blood of general assault.
But good, my lord!
Wherefore should you do this?
Why, my lord, I would know that.
Marry, so he is bedrift. And I believe it is a fetch of warrant. You laying these slight sullies on this son, as to a little soiled in the working. Mark you, your party in converse, him you would sound, having ever seen in the predominant crimes the youth you breathe of guilty, oh, be assured, he closes with you in this consequence. Good sir, or so, or friend, or gentleman, according to the phrase, or the addition of man and country.
Very good, my lord.
And then, sir, does this, does, what was I about to say? Well, the rest of us about to say something. Where did I leave?
At closes in the consequence, at friend or so, and gentleman.
Closes in the consequence. He closes thus. I know the gentleman. I saw him yesterday, or the other day, or then with such or such, or as you say, there was a gaming. There, or doing his rounds. There, falling out to tennis, or perchance. I saw him enter such a house of sale, vide illicit a brothel or so forth. See you now. Your bait of falsehood takes this carp of truth. And thus do we of wisdom and of reach with windlasses and with a sage of bias by indirections find directions out. So, by my former lecture and advice, shall you, my son. You have me, have you not?
My lord, I have.
Goodbye, if you will.
Good, my lord.
Observe his intonations in yourself.
I shall, my lord.
And let him ply his music.
Well, my lord.
Farewell. Now, Ophelia, what's the matter?
Oh, my lord. My lord, I've been so frightened.
With what, dear everybody?
My lord. As I was sewing in my closet, Lord Hamlet with his doublet all unbraced, no hat upon his head, his stockings fouled, ungarthed and down-jived to his ankle, pale as his shirt, his knees knocking each other, and with a look so piteous and purport as if he had been lucid out of hell to speak of horrors, he comes before me.
Mad for thy love?
Oh, my lord, I do not know, but truly I do fear it.
What said he?
He took me by the wrist and held me hard, then goes he to the length of all his arm, and with his other hand thus saw his brow, he falls to such a perusal of my face as it would draw it. Long stayed he so, at last a little shaking of mine arm, and thrice his head thus waving up and down, he raised a sigh so piteous and profound as it did seem to shatter all his bulk and end his being. That done, he lets me go, and with his head over his shoulder turned, he seemed to find his way without his eyes. For out of doors he went without their helps, and to the last bended their light on me.
Come, go with me, I'll go seek the king. This is the very ecstasy of love, whose violent property foredoes itself and leads the will to desperate undertakings as oft as any passion unto heaven that does afflict our natures. I am sorry. But you've given him any hard words of late?
No, my good lord. But as you did command, I did repel his letters and denied his access to me.
That has made him mad. Oh, I'm sorry that with better heed and judgment I had not quoted him. I feared he did but trifle and meant to wreck thee. But beshrew my jealousy, by heaven. It is as proper to our age to cast beyond ourselves in our opinions as it is common for the younger sort to lack discretion. Come, go we to the king. This must be known, which being kept close might move more grief to hide than hate to utter, love. Come.